Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, talking Monday Night Football on a burgundy gold game day presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
Hey, we can all agree this is the best sports theme music ever composed, ever created.
Right? Masters is number one. This is number two.
I'd take this number one over
this
Masters.
This is more iconic.
Yes.
And it's for a much more popular sport as well.
No, that's a separate issue. Golf's very popular, by the way.
Not as popular as the NFL. Oh, and horrible decision by the WNBA to pit their playoff games against NFL regular season games. What on earth are you thinking?
I don't get that either.
Craziness.
Had to be a reason.
That's how it's always been, I guess.
But why
they didn't change?
Why don't they just move it to...
Sometimes you have to pivot, JP.
I agree.
In life, you have to pivot at
I'm
times.
Just telling you that's the reason.
I don't know if it's a broadcast rights thing. Yeah, there's got to be a reason, but you're right. No one's going to... And they're not going to watch it when Caitlin Clark goes 2-for-15 from threes.
Well, they're not going to watch it ever when an NFL game's up against
That's
it.
True.
I know, but what they can't play Thursday nights, they can't play Saturdays, they can't play
there's
Sundays, they can't
so
play Mondays.
So many other days of the week they could choose.
They can play Tuesdays.
Anytime but Sunday.
Sounds like they can
How
play Tuesdays.
Any day other than an NFL Sunday.
Well, what happens on Thursday nights? Monday
NFL,
nights.
NFL, yeah. Okay.
Saturday.
Okay. I'll amend that.
Play Tuesday.
Anytime the NFL is not playing, then you can pick one of those days.
Maybe they should just table the playoffs until after the
but
NFL
see, they've
season.
They've got to play on one of those days since they play, I mean, I know they're short series, or two-game series, right? Or best of three.
Best of three, yeah.
So you can't play Tuesday, and then the next Tuesday, and then the next Tuesday. You got to play one of those days. You got to play Saturday, Sunday, Thursday.
If there's one day you shouldn't play, it's Sunday. That's
you're
editorial.
All right, well, the Commanders are playing Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Against the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals, 7.5-point favorites. We talked to Mo Egger, afternoon host in Cincinnati earlier in the program.
Mm-hmm.
He actually thinks it's a little closer because the Bengals have one huge flaw. They maybe have many flaws, but their one huge flaw, at least right now, is they cannot stop the run.
Well, that dovetails right into what the Commanders do. They rush the ball.
Maybe we're sleeping on this.
I think one of the two keys of the game, the Commanders need to rush for 160-plus yards.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very doable. They're averaging 170. Just go rush for 160, do a little bit below your average, and you have to rattle Joe Burrow at some point. You have to sack him at least twice.
Jamin.
Well,
if you don't sack Joe Burrow twice, I don't think it's going to end up very well for the Commanders.
It's going to be a Jamin Davis party tonight.
I hope you're right.
Is he going to play?
I hope that happens.
Oh, he's going to play if Cleveland Farrell's out?
He's definitely going to be active.
Right.
Yeah.
How many times has Burrow been sacked in the first two games?
I have to look it up.
3-3. All right, so they're allowing three a game.
Just sack him twice.
No, the other key.
All right, but that's still...
Every time,
just because you sack him twice doesn't mean you're going to win the game.
You're at least making him think that there's some pressure.
They've got to figure out how to stop Jamar Chase because he's going to get targeted.
Right,
and if he's getting double teamed, all right. Well, T. Higgins going
to
be wide open.
Right, right. And to that end, because their receivers are far superior to our secondary. No problem admitting that. Every time we force a punt, you should throw a little party in your house.
Do a shot. Anytime
you should do a shot, or you should make out with your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, something. Every time we force a punt, there should be a fiesta in your house, because that's giving us a chance.
Right now, the Bengals are giving up 159.5 yards per game on the ground. You're coming off the Brian Robinson big game. I think it's going to be a heavy dose of that. I mean, the Commanders didn't punt last week.
Right.
Now, for Jaden Daniels, Trey Hendrickson is a monster. I looked up some win rates.
Mm-hmm.
He was number one, even like beating double teams. He's really good. Now, we heard from the host that in that last play of the game against the Bengals, against the Chiefs, they triple teamed him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a problem. He's a wrecking ball. He's amongst the best pass rushers with Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt and Max Crosby. He doesn't get as much hype as those guys, but Trey Hendrickson's really good.
Can Dorrance Armstrong or Dante Fowler Jr., can those guys make a play? You're brought in here for one thing. One thing!
They can make one play.
Pressure the passer.
They can't make multiple plays.
Just make one play, each of you. One big play tonight.
I'm telling you, though, I'm getting a little bit overly enthusiastic now.
Oh, you are? You told us you were going to bet the Bengals the money line
I know, but
as an emotional hedge.
But now I might do it, but I'm not going to put my whole account because the fact that they're so bad against the run, I mean, it's all we can ask for. That's all I can ask for. They're horrific against the run. And Jaden, by the way, is a great runner. B-Rob's coming off one of his best games. Eckler's barely scratched the surface.
You got a three-headed monster.
Let me look at Jaden against,
their weakness.
We have way more of a chance than I realized.
Well, they got to give the ball to Eckler more.
I agree.
Either in the run game or in the passing game.
I think you're going to have to force a turnover. I can't see the Bengals scoring less than 24 points. I think they'll probably be in the 28 to 35 range.
What if they don't have the ball that much? What if we're grinding 9-minute drives?
That is a possibility.
Grinding.
But I just think that Joe Burrow and that offense, as Jason said before, it's common sense. If Baker Mayfield throws 4 touchdowns, no picks. And Daniel Jones throws 2 touchdowns and no picks. Hold on. Joe Burrow's going to have a big
Baker
day.
Baker played great. He also got a little bit lucky that we didn't wrap him about 5 times, that we had him completely
flushed.
He
got lucky on 4 touchdown passes?
He got kind of lucky that we were there and we weren't able to make the finishing play.
I'm going
to
disagree with you on that. I don't think he was lucky. I think that he exposed a weakness.
He was good.
And that weakness was exposed again by the Giants.
He was good, but he was also lucky. He was good. Well, but we were in his face.
On the flip side,
just didn't get
Washington's
it.
Hadn't been good against the run either.
No.
So I would
think
that.
I would think Zach Moss probably does a little damage.
No, Chase that's why Brown I might. Said every time we force a punt, you should have a party in your house.
Okay.
Okay? Because I don't expect us to. Like, I'm stunned when we stop an opposing team. Honestly, that's how negative I am on our defense.
Well, but you're right. They're going to have to force punts. But it's and you also have to keep the ball. Ball out of Burrow's hands.
That's what I'm saying.
So
it's a perfect recipe, though. They suck against the run.
They do.
We're pretty good running the football. I think that's the perfect recipe.
Jaden's
rushing problem. I'd rather that than them be bad against the pass and us be, you know, some sort of silly passing attack. That's a little more dicey than just pounding it down their throats, controlling the clock.
46.5 is Jaden's rushing prop.
Yep.
Brian Robinson's is 53.5.
Oh, you're going.
I feel like smash that button. Smash the button.
I'm smashing my whole betting philosophy tonight.
Go smash it.
Can we let's do something? Can we do do some sort
of we're going to do one next segment.
We'll do a Monday parlay.
Smash.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right.
Want to hear from some Commanders fans who are feeling optimistic. Give us your script.
Right
how they
now,
get a dub.
Right now there are 2 and me. That's it. Let's go. 2 callers and me.
Don't forget Mike Marr. He's always pro Commanders.
he's not realistic. Steve, I'm way more realistic than him. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I am a Skins fan, okay?
Yeah.
Screw the Commanders, son of a bitch. Listen, it's Brian Robinson. If you got this guy, you got to use him. Otherwise, you don't get the benefit of him pounding guys. And in the third and fourth quarter, they don't want to hit him. Last week was a perfect example. 20 to 25 times for him. A couple of goal line touchdowns instead of field goals. We run the clock. We get touchdowns. Maybe we have a shot.
Maybe you have a shot. Maybe.
By the way, do you guys know Jamar?
I ain't promising anything. I'm just saying that's the way you have to go. You got to keep Burrow off the field.
Yeah. Right. That's 100% true. Agree with you. Go ahead, Kay.
Care to guess Jamar Chase's receiving prop number?
Ooh, 72 and a half.
Oh, catches or yards?
Yards.
78 and a half.
80 and a half. That's a pretty big, hefty number.
They expect him.
That's a big one.
He's going to catch 8 or 9 balls.
Terry's? Ooh. Terry, who's now good friends with Drab T-shirt.
Oh.
They're bonded at 7-Eleven.
This is going to be low. Like
44.
25.
Much higher than that. 48 and a half.
That's what he's been doing. I mean, he hasn't done
anything. 48 and a hook job.
What's Eckler's?
Eckler, I'd have to look.
Just receiving.
Scroll down a little bit.
Receptions.
Eckler, his receiving prop, 18 and a half yards.
Oh, I'd go over that.
You guys are going to go over and so many props.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, the number is 46.5, right? Or 47? Yeah. Like, they're expecting a lot of points to be scored tonight.
By the way, with Higgins back.
And they expected a lot of points scored in New Orleans yesterday. Yeah. That didn't exactly happen either.
With Higgins back, the receiver they have from Princeton,
Yoshivas
becomes the number 3. He's been pretty good. Not only has 5 catches, but 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got some size. I think he's like 6'3", 205. It's a big red zone target.
And they got Burton, too.
And Gesicki.
If you had to set the over-under simply on Bengals points, what do you set it at?
Over-under is 27.5.
Yeah, I was going to say 26.5.
That's a little high. I'd say 24 because we're going to control the clock. You're sleeping
right
on that.
All right, hold on a second. So think about this.
Bengals are prepping for that.
Eckler's,
all right, then we're going to hit him over the top.
Eckler's receiving yardage prop is 18.5.
Correct.
He's got 52 and 47 in two games.
He should smash that number.
And smash,
he's going to go under 18.
And they realize he's one of their biggest threats. Like, we realize. So we're going to use him more and more and more.
I would go over in catches and over in yards.
B-Robs is 10.5.
10.5 what?
Receiving yards.
What's
this
even?
Is the true kicks. Oh, he's thinking God. Over on everything.
No, but
that's you just, know this.
They're disrespecting
it's a fatal
us.
Flaw.
We haven't done anything offensively. They're disrespecting. It's a breakout game.
So why don't you do the anti-disrespect parlay? So you go over Eckler, over Robinson, over McLaurin.
I might.
Love overs. I can't get enough.
Hey, come on, Gates. Cliff's going to be in his bag tonight, as the kids say.
I hope you're right.
All right, let's go to John.
The third quarter, you're going to be cursing
his bag's
himself.
His bag's been pretty shallow.
The 10th straight screen pass.
It's like a giant plastic bag.
John, what's up, buddy? You're on the jumps.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys, you there?
Yes. What's up?
All right, they can definitely win this game. I am a homer, but they have got to get off the field on third down. They have got to tackle on defense. St. Juice. He needs a pick six, and
has he
on
ever had
offense,
one?
Yeah, I know. And on offense, we need Scary Terry to go off like Malik. We got to run the ball. We got to dominate time of possession. We just have to on the road. But if we can get Scary Terry to do a little Malik Neighbors.
All right, here's a question for you.
So you mean like 13 catches?
I mean, I like Scary Terry, but Malik Neighbors is already a better wideout than Terry McLaurin.
Yes, he is.
Tell me he's not due for a big game.
He is. He's way overdue.
I got a question for you.
Go.
How many punts equal a win?
From us?
No, they're
forcing punts. Forcing the Bengals into punts.
Oh, God. They're going to have to punt it at least five times.
Well, that ain't gonna happen.
Punting five
I think
times
a win for the Commanders, based on their defense, is they got to get them punt three times. If they get three punts,
I think
is pretty good.
And a half is like a good.
Well, yeah. They have to also force a couple turnovers.
They need to tackle. We have to smack them right in the face, and we can do it.
Right,
we can do it.
What are you gonna do to celebrate every punt? Listen, I'm trying to promote this.
Hey, hey, drink a blue raspberry Slurpee.
Take a big slurp.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do. I'll just be ecstatic if I wake up tomorrow and we win like.
You mean
20.
A blue raspberry Slurpee?
Yeah, whatever it takes. If we win like 24-17, something like that, this town will be all. I mean, dude,
place will go nuts.
When's the last time? Let me ask you this: when is the last time? When is the last time we won a Monday night game?
Well, what night was it?
Ron
when we beat
stole
Pittsburgh?
One against Philly a few years ago on Monday night.
Was that a Monday night or Thursday night or Sunday night?
I think it was a Monday night game.
Like, what about Pittsburgh?
Enjoy the game. I'm sitting in the golf course parking lot, boys.
Which golf course?
Yeah, what course?
Chantilly. Some boosters tournament or something. Got invited to it.
That's kind of nubs. Yeah. But okay. All right. God bless you.
Hey, golf snobs.
It's free. I don't care.
Yeah.
Free is good.
Okay.
Jason likes free.
who doesn't like
free.
Yeah, I love free.
See you, boys.
All right. See you, buddy. What were you saying, Draft?
The last Monday night game was the Eagle game in 2022. That's the last time they beat 1-0.
Hey, isn't that your sister? That isn't that your sister course?
It's in the network. It's in the network for sure. That doesn't mean they're all silly.
I don't think you, as a country club member of Norbeck, can look down on anyone else.
It's fine. Solid.
It's fine. It's
solid. You haven't been there. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't need to. I can read up on it.
Go to Elijah.
I've seen it in a lot of the top golf courses in Maryland lists.
Well, I'm not saying it's the top. Elijah, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? I'm optimistic about tonight. The running game has been on. I think if they can maybe put him up under center sometimes. Obviously, they're making things simple for him. But I would like to see some more underneath things, maybe on the other side of the line of scrimmage. just some underneath passes to get Terry. He does the dirty work, man. He doesn't mind going across, man. So we just have to get underneath, go big.
I think they've
early,
got the
man.
Underneath covered.
I think so too.
I think that's covered ground. I'd like to see more, a little bit more down the field.
Maybe some intermediate.
Yeah, but I'm saying early. I'm talking about early, man. We just need running the ball. We have to. It's like an egg within an egg, man. When he's holding on to that ball,
what does that mean?
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
I would love to know what that means.
Explain that.
I would love to use that.
I know you got to go. Yeah. I mean that everything builds out. If your running game isn't there, why is the play action going to work? Or why is certain things
okay,
going to
so
work?
Okay, so like that egg thing where you got like 10 eggs, like the plastic toy.
You mean like a nesting doll?
Yes. Okay. That's what he's talking about.
I'm saying it's too early in the game. As a coverage shell, defense isn't saying, okay, he's a smart kid. We just need him to hold on the ball so he can sift through traffic. He isn't throwing interceptions. Fine. How long can we get this kid to hold on the ball so my defense can get close enough to him that by the time he thinks about running, he's not going to get as many yards? His clock has to be just a tad faster. And I know it takes time. I'll take right where he is over interceptions any day. He's doing an amazing job. They just have to continue to push the ball. And the defense has to figure out a way to go east-west, man. These cats can't get off of their vertical coverage shells and go to a sideline. I need a guy to be able to do that.
All right, thank you, Elijah.
You need a lot of things. It sounds like you need a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're very needy.
You're going to get a lot of that.
Punts.
Yeah, well,
I know.
A lot of them.
Punts.
And points. Points and punts.
Points greater than punts.
But I just need punts. That's our bigger issue.
More of your calls next at 800-636-1067.